Hey, ear hustlers, this Earlonne Woods.
And Nigel Poor. And surprise, we are back sooner than you thought.
Yep, this is a special bonus episode. If you're new to Ear Hustle, do not start here.
Please don't start here.
Go back and start with season one, season two, or really any season.
No, can I say go back to season one and start with Sully's?
Yeah, that sounds good.
If you've been with us the whole time, we're so glad you're tuned in now. Here's a little something to tide you over between seasons.
Because we love you.
I've been in this place longer than I've lived in anywhere in my entire life. So, you guys have been a part of my life longer than my family has been a part of my life.
This is Antoine Banks Williams. I call him Banksy, and he's one of Ear Hustle's co-founders.
And the beat maker.
Musician extraordinaire.
Renaissance man.
And a very thoughtful guy.
And everybody's been asking me, like, how does it feel? You know, am I anxious? And I've been telling everybody no. But the sad reality is, it's people in here that I may never get a chance to see outside of these walls. So when I say it's not easy for me to go, and I'm not in a rush to get there, it's because I'm not.
He was talking to his friends and colleagues down in the media lab where we record Ear Hustle.
Everything from walks to processing to understanding my own value. Like, you all played a part in that. Constant support, constant encouragement, not putting me down as a person, helping me value myself. So I want y'all to know that I'm leaving with a heavy heart. And I will be walking slow when I walk outside of these gates.
This was recorded at the end of October, the day before Antoine got out of prison after serving 13 years.
So with that, man, thank you from the depths of my soul. Thank y'all for everything.
Wearing skinny jeans?
I'm gonna be the flyest one that left this prison, I'm telling you.
We wanted to mark the occasion of Antoine getting out of prison and tell you listeners more about a guy who has been so important to Ear Hustle.
What's happening, dog?
And E, you and I were there the next day to greet Antoine as he got out. He had on black leather sneakers with about an inch white sort of platform around it, fitted but not skinny, black trousers, kind of casual. And then he had on this beautiful oatmeal-colored kind of loose-knit sweater and a beautiful smile and a pair of sunglasses. And he was radiant. He was radiant.
And he couldn't help but show that T-shirt he was wearing.
Yeah, he pulled up his shirt. Black Lives Matter.
They know the T-shirt you got?
Uh-oh.
Tradition, homie. Tradition.
It was just so beautiful to see Antoine step out and to be able to give him a real hug for the first time.
And a few days later, I got Antoine into our outside Ear Hustle studio for an exit interview.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about his history inside, the early days of Ear Hustle, and about how we first met.
This was in San Quentin, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, did you just go up and start talking to him?
No, one of my partners took me over there to him and introduced me to him. Because, yeah, he was from Southern California, and I'm from Southern California, so we had something in common.
Yep.
I'm from South Central Los Angeles. My upbringing is pretty much like everybody else's in that neck of the woods in my neighborhood.
People that listen to podcasts don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And that's crazy, right? So it's so normal to us. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's just was growing up. Nah, so I grew up in a very disenfranchised community. I grew up in what society calls a broken home, but I realize it's just trauma-stricken. My parents were both addicts. You know, I come from a divorced home. I come from addiction and abuse on every level, from physical, mental, emotional. I grew up just like with a very, very rough childhood.
When Antoine was 18, he got arrested and convicted of robbery and kidnapping. He was sentenced to 15 years, and he did time at Corcoran, Old Folsom, and then in 2011, he got to San Quentin.
Back when he first got to San Quentin from those other high-security prisons, he said he was a hothead.
I would flash on people, like, quick, and I had no problem with it. You know, it's all gas, no brakes. It's not a, hey, man, let's talk or let's process this. It's a nah. Like, I'm gonna beat your ass if you try to play me. And slowly over time, I realized, like, people aren't in that space of living anymore. They're in a place where it's like, man, I don't want prison to be my reality forever. So I have to redefine myself in this space. And that's what I started to do.
At San Quentin, he started getting really into producing music, learning editing software, and making beats.
He had started writing lyrics back when he was in L.A. County Jail awaiting trial.
And it was just one white dude. And he's just, like, spitting this spoken word kind of rap. And I'm just sitting up, and everybody in the tank is silent, including myself. And I just remember sitting up like, damn, like, man, this dude raw. Like, this dude is really, really dope. But it was more compelling and more powerful to me because it was a bunch of self-proclaimed enemies in the tank. You know, people that, like, I'm in jail for killing somebody that represent what you represent. Like, those kind of enemies. And everybody was silent and everything was focused on him. And it was so, so powerful. And I actually went back to my cell that night and I just started writing poetry. And poetry was really my introduction into lyrics and expression. And people started to say that it sounded like raps, so I should start rapping or I should try it. So I started putting it to beats and beating on desks and beating on bunks and tables, and it just kind of continued to progress from there.
So in San Quentin, he got a volunteer job working in the media lab, supposedly to learn how to make videos.
Yeah, right.
But every time you turn around, he was over there bobbing his head on GarageBand.
Basically doing whatever he could do to learn more about making music. He was like a little music imp, man.
Could not get away from it.
Nope.
That was my whole goal going in, like, I'm finna get to this music. It's something that I really, really want to do. And I was able to do it.
But you got fired a couple of times.
I got fired a bunch of times.
Tell us about it.
So I got fired a bunch of times, man. Every chance I got, I was making beats. And it was just like, this ain't a music studio. That was the whole thing. Like, they have bands. If you want to do music, go into Arts and Corrections. And I'm like, I hear that. I'm finna do me. I'm gonna
but
do what I want
to
do.
I think one of the arguments used to be like, well, damn, if you do a video, you gotta have something to put up under it. You gotta,
yeah.
You know, you're just not gonna close with just credits going up. You're gonna have music.
And I will never forget after the last time I got fired, me and you was like, we were spinning laps on the yard, and you was like, man, just come back, my boy. Homie, you wanna do music? You need to learn this. And yada, 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 and so on and so forth. And I'm like, yeah, nah, that's not gonna happen. And again, like, you were persistent with your encouragement. And I think that was one of the things that kind of solidified your role in my life. Like, man, if you ask me to do it, I'm going to do it. And even if I, you know, have, like, a hard problem with it, like, I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to hear you out. I'm not just going to be like, nah, you can't tell me nothing.
Around this time, the idea for Ear Hustle started to percolate in Nigel's brain.
Yep, I saw this thing called PodQuest, which was basically a contest put on by Radiotopia from PRX, and they were looking for, like, new voices. They were going to help produce a new podcast, and we got permission to apply.
Back then, we had a public radio program in the media lab that had a certain format, but we wanted to do something a little different.
Exactly.
We weren't journalists. You know, we were people living lives and seeing life differently, so we couldn't necessarily continue to tell stories in that fashion.
Nah, man, you coined a term back then. We weren't journalists.
We're journeyists. Because it's about a trip, right? Our thing is to tell stories about people's lives over time, and we're escorting the outside through the lives of people inside.
We actually just dug up our entry for PodQuest recently.
Push play, Nige.
I'm Earlonne Woods. In 1999, I was convicted of being a getaway driver of an attempted second-degree robbery. I was sentenced to 31 years to life, and I've been incarcerated for 18 years. I'm the co-producer and co-host of Ear Hustle.
My name is Antoine Williams, and I've been incarcerated since 2006 for an armed robbery with a gun enhancement. And I'm the co-producer and sound designer for Ear Hustle.
I'm Nigel Poor, and since 2011, I've been volunteering inside the prison. I'm the co-host and co-producer of Ear Hustle. In 2013, we started producing radio stories about life inside. Now, we're turning our attention to longer form storytelling.
Our mission is to bring you the hidden stories of life inside.
The old days.
That was the bomb. I liked it that.
Yeah, I can hear the bones of Ear Hustle, but let's admit, we both sound much better now.
Oh, of course, but that was the beginning. That was it. That was everything.
And you know what I really love is hearing Antoine's sound design.
There. Indeed.
Yeah.
And Antoine actually created some of the sounds that would become Ear Hustle signatures. He did the original version of our theme song, which was called King Kong.
This still gives me chills. He also did some early soundscapes, using recordings to build up a scene, like the one in our episode on Roach.
When I was a child, before I was removed from the care of my mom's custody, she tried to drown me a couple times in the tub. And then she stopped and she left the bathroom and she was crying. I knew she was unhappy or sad at something I did. I wanted to actually comfort her. But I didn't know how to do it.
Later on, he became the master of concretes, which is a gang of different sounds he would collect around the institution and make them into this swirl of soup.
A collage.
Yeah, and it was inspired by Pat Mesiti Miller.
Yes, he actually called them musique concretes.
Something to that effect.
But then Pat said we didn't have to use the French.
Just when we were about to lunch, before anyone had ever even heard of Ear Hustle, something crazy happened.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about this cardigan sweater before we launched.
So, again, in, like, my transforming myself, San Quentin is a place that'll make you realize that perception is everything. How people see you is how they'll perceive you. And how they perceive you determines, like, which doors they will open and close for you. And I'll never forget, it was New Year's 2015, and I was looking at this GQ magazine, and it was this white dude. He had this dope little fit on. It was like some red tailor-fitted jeans, some white original Chucks, low tops, with a white t-shirt and a blue blazer. And I'm like, man, that's dope.
He decided he wanted his clothes to be fitted, not the standard issue baggy prison uniform look.
And let's just say that he obtained himself some clothes from the outside, including a gray cardigan sweater. So when the folks from Radiotopia came in for the first time to start figuring out how will we make this pod thing happen, Antoine had on that sweater.
I wanted to present myself in a way that people can see, like, man, this is a person that can sit at the table. So we took a beautiful photo that day, and some warden in some other prison seen it, called up to the prison like, hey, is this Antoine Williams dude? Is he free? They're like, no. I'm like, why he look like a free person? And there it goes, snowball. Went, searched my area, found, like, some Argyle socks, found some other, like, striped socks, found a cardigan sweater, found another gray pullover sweater. And it's just a bunch of clothes that I altered myself. Put pockets in thermos and, you know, put lines on T-shirts and painted on shirts. And they just was like, escape paraphernalia. Like, you're trying to get out. I went to the hole for 3 weeks, to loss of privileges for 30 days, to being C status, which is another loss of privileges, loss of all privileges for 6 months. So from episode 1 up until episode 10, I was out of commission.
What was it like when you came back and getting back into the groove of it?
Getting back into the groove of it was really, really hard for me. Our relationship was not necessarily gone, but it was in question for me. And dealing with like personal traumas and my past that are filled with all kind of triggers, I had to be able to understand that this isn't a abandonment thing, right? This isn't like because of lack of love. It isn't because you aren't worthy. It's because we are already going. And it's not even like a you're being left out, but it's a I need you to just find what you do and do it. Don't worry about catching up. Like, we're all together. And I really feel like me leaving, it was by divine design, because it allowed Ear Hustle to be solidified with you and Nigel.
Antoine continues to be a big part of the team. One of the other things he's done are those beautiful hand-drawn illustrations for almost all of our episodes.
That's right, except for the couple that I had to do while he was in the hole.
That's right, you stepped up.
But he's hella talented, and it's actually something he got from his parents.
My mother's an artist, my father's an artist, but my mother, like, forced a pen and a pencil into my hand. And for so long, I just hated it because it's what she just always wanted me to do it. Like, I don't want to draw right now. I don't feel like drawing. But I do realize that people, they get something out of the art that I create.
And we're happy to say that now that he's out, he's going to keep doing those illustrations for us. And like the Renaissance man he is, he got a whole lot of other stuff going on.
That's right. He and Maserati E, whose music has also been featured on Ear Hustle, are taking this musical show they created to a bunch of schools all over California. And I also have to add, as we keep saying, Antoine looks great. And if I were a clothing designer, I'd have him model my clothes stat.
And I'll say this, when it comes to making music, he makes a different brand. He's a conscious person, so his music is very conscious. He's been working on that since he got out. Matter of fact, we was in the studio last night to give y'all this.
Nice, nice.
I never really felt like somebody. Look, you see, I never really felt like somebody till somebody told me that I can be somebody. Now I'm somebody who just wanna tell somebody that you somebody to me. Man, how do I reach beyond these walls and prison yards when I'm just an inmate to a lot of the prison guards with no more than the past perceptions I won't surpass? See, they hate I got drive, so they wishing I crash. Hey, I just laugh and smile, I see they all in denial. They thought prison was gonna break me, man, look at me now. I have no doubts, but still figuring out how to make the sunshine just break through the clouds. Hey, see, I may never change the world, but I'ma change how we see it. I'm a part of something greater, they just never believed it. If there is a book of life, then we write it and I read it. Know your history, but never repeat it. They always said black people didn't have it. Said we were savage, we was born for a casket. Called us black bastards, not pharaohs, not gods. Spreading rumors that it's safer to confine us to blocks. I'm turning back the clock. I'ma rewrite history, show the power we possess, so it ain't no mystery, man. I'ma go chemistry, ancient comedic energy, and build on the knowledge, got it shimmering my entity. Now open up mentally, let's go beyond our pain. We are one, man, let's go beyond our names. It's a shame we believe all the things that we heard, like we doomed crack babies, fiends at birth. On the real, what it is, man, they seen we worth much more than what exists on earth. Church. Not religion, I'm the house of the Lord. And my body is his temple, you should worship my floor. Eternal, man, I'm tapping into more of my core. Watch my mind annihilate your sword. What's war but a way people prove they might? And what's race if you lose your sight? No black, no whites, just wrongs and rights. Sometimes losing something can enhance your life, right?
Now, if you ever thought a prison was a place where they put bad people, not a mind and not a state,
nah,
then I pray that your prison make you feel like the warden. But I'm on to something much more important. I pray your prison make you feel like the warden, but I'm on to something much more important. Because I never really felt like somebody till somebody told me that I can be somebody. Now I'm somebody who just wanna tell somebody that you somebody to me. You see, I never really felt like somebody till somebody told me that I can be somebody. Now I'm somebody who just wanna tell somebody that you somebody to me. You see, I never really felt like somebody till somebody told me that I can be somebody. Now I'm somebody who just wanna tell somebody that you somebody to me, man. I love you.
That's one of Antoine's new songs, hot out the gate, called Somebody. If you wanna hear more about Antoine's music and keep up with what he's doing, follow him on Instagram or Facebook at Antoine Banks Williams.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. We are officially on break now, and we will be back with season 5 in early March 2020. Does it feel like a long time, E?
Well, I mean, nah, I'm finna go on vacation. I don't know what y'all talking about. It's time for that vacation.
Okay, in the meantime, check out our website, earhustlesq.com, for pictures of people in our stories, to buy a t-shirt or a mug, or you can also sign up for our newsletter there.
We're also on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at earhustlesq. And even though this is a bonus episode, we still need an approval. And since Lieutenant Robinson is missing in action, we're going to go holler at Chrissy in headquarters for approval.
This is Chrissy Hohobashvili. I'm the Acting Chief of External Affairs for CDCR. It's an honor to try to fill Lieutenant Robinson's shoes for this approval message. And I have to say that being involved with the podcast since the beginning and seeing it grow in so many different ways, my favorite part is definitely watching people go home and hearing what they're up to on the outside. I've known Antoine for a while now, and I'm just so proud of him, and I can't wait to see how he changes the world on the outside. So with that said, I do approve this bonus episode.
Next time on Ear Hustle.
Hold up.
What?
I'm on my way on vacation. What you mean?
Well, but what if something comes up?
Hey, it's a podcast. I can do it remotely.
Well, have a great time. In any case, check our feed now and then because you never know what's going to happen. Otherwise, we'll see you in March 2020.
2020.
I'm Nigel Poor.
And I'm Earline Woods, about to go on vacation.